I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. On the next edition of the show, my guests, District 3 challenger Tony Eubanks and incumbent Commissioner Melissa Link, discuss their campaigns and why they're running for the Athens-Clarke County Commission. I had Melissa start on the show. We ran out of time, but I wanted you each to go a little bit more into why you're running and why people should consider you. Tony?
I'm running for District 3 Commissioner because I think I can make a difference in getting some of the things that we've all been working for a long time enacted. I think that to be an effective commissioner, you have to be more than an activist. I think you have to be able to negotiate and compromise and recognize that sometimes you're not going to get everything you want. I'm going to use a couple of examples that, again, I want to say that I think Melissa works really hard. I don't know that there's anybody on the commission that works harder, but at the end of the day, it's about getting 6 votes to get what you want done. So a couple of examples I want to use. One is the Civil Rights Commission. That was a big deal in 2017. I think a lot of people worked really hard to try and get that, and it fell short 7-3. So it didn't happen. And I went to 2 commissioners and asked, why didn't you vote for that? I mean, that just seems like a no-brainer. There's a problem. We need to address it. And who better to address it than the people that are living it? And the answer I got was that we don't let staff answer to citizens. Staff answers to the commission. So that was their reason for voting, the reason that was given for voting against it. And so my answer to that is, great, put 2 commissioners on the Civil Rights Committee. And now the staff is answering to the 2 commissioners, but the 2 commissioners are basically guiding the conversation of citizens. So that's a solution there. I think that Melissa's right. The Hancock Corridor it's under huge development pressure. You've got an older, historically black neighborhood it's ripe for the picking for the developers who are going to come in and put student housing. What progress did we make on the Hancock Corridor? And the moratorium's 10 months old. What have we done?
Okay, Melissa?
I embrace democracy and inclusion. I would much rather sit down with folks on their front porch and understand and hear their issues and invite them into the conversation than go behind closed doors and slap backs. I really embrace the diversity of our district, and I think that is the real beauty of this district, and it's the beauty of our local democracy. And I think we have a lot of work to do in being more inclusive and more inviting to the diversity of our community. I'm really proud of the work I've done in forming these relationships. I think it's somewhat unprecedented that I've gotten aspects of the community out to participate in conversations, including the comprehensive plan, which, you know, we were facing some pretty dire situation that could have had a really negative impact on our African-American neighborhoods. And I was able to energize some folks from the black community to speak out on that and to assure that those neighborhoods were not, quote unquote, upzoned to get some really intense zoning that would have negatively impacted those neighborhoods.
Well, I want to thank both of you. We'll have more from our District 3 candidates on the next edition of Athens News Matters later today at 1 o'clock right here on WUGA.